look who's here. Member for Chafee, Tim Whetstone. Good morning.
Morning, Anthony.
Looking fit, looking well.
Yes, quick trip up from Adelaide this morning. Had a week in Parliament and great to be back home.
So, geez, you must have got up, what, sparrows fart this morning? What time did you get fired up?
There were plenty of sparrows farting when I left.
I bet there was. And you mentioned, because we were talking to the folks at Frostboss earlier on, and you said coming through the Barossa Valley this morning, all the Frost fans were fired up.
Yes, they were. Yep. And that's a sign of pretty cold weather, but I did get a photo of a very, very good sunrise. So
I saw that on the socials.
Yeah, so I think that just typifies what we always take for granted up here. You know, frosty mornings, but really good sunrises, and that means it'll be a pretty good day.
Yeah, how was Parliament? Big week?
Pretty hefty week, yes. I just I guess I loaded up with committees this week, assessing some of the government spend. And what we're seeing is that TFI, the Thomas Food Meat Processing Plant at Murray Bridge, is going ahead, and that's a massive investment, great for livestock producers, as well as legislation and making sure that the government are being held to account, which I think it went along pretty well.
New vaccination clinic at the Berry Plaza, that's going to open next week. That's a good move.
Yeah, look, really important. 1st of September, the vaccination hub will be open, and that's great news for the rural land. We'll take our vaccination numbers up from around 300 per week up to 1,000, as well as and understanding that they'll be Pfizer. Also, we've still got our pharmacies and our local GPs will be administering AstraZeneca at their clinics. That's great news because we can ramp up the numbers and make the Riverland a safer place to live, keeping in mind of what's happening over at Shepparton at the moment. Very, very scary.
Now, Ag Town of the Year, we've got three contenders, Renmark, Loxton and Moorook.
Yeah, look, I think it just demonstrates how important the Riverland is to not only the state's economy, but, you know, food production, putting food on people's plates, exporting food to the world. And wine. And I think we need to be really, really proud that we are leaders in ag tech. We're leaders in food and beverage production. And this is a region that people love to visit. It's a great economy generator. And I'm very, very proud to represent the Riverland. And so I urge people to go online, put your vote in for one of the Riverland towns as Ag Town of the Year, so that we actually hold our head high, and you never know, we might get the gong.
All righty. Fruit fly update. What's going on?
Well, there haven't been any detections in a couple of weeks now, whether that's in the Riverland or down in Adelaide. That's good news. There was a false alarm a couple of weeks ago that there was a Q fly outbreak in Adelaide, or another one, and that's come back actually negative. So that's good. But we've still got the pressure on our businesses up here living under the outbreak or the declared outbreak. Look, it is cold. Potentially the flies go to ground while it's very cold, but we've just got to be very, very vigilant coming into spring, making sure that we do everything we can. Reduce fruit movement, keep your backyards tidy and clean, make sure there's no fruit on the ground so that there's no host material. We've got to eradicate fruit fly. We can't live with it.
All right. The Jaffa's still getting about with their spray?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, okay,
there's still plenty of them. Look, the government have just about thrown everything and the kitchen sink at this, and we're now saying to the community, don't just sit back and wait for the warmer spring temperatures to come along. Just be vigilant. Pick up any of that citrus that's fallen on the ground, any of the apples, any of the horticulture, any of the host materials. Make sure you pick it up, put it in the green bin, play your part to eradicate fruit fly.
Now, I'm going to guess you're going to have a very busy weekend with footy finals and, more importantly, the centenaries that are going on. Glossop, Monash and Barmer, you'll be gracing a few events, I would think.
Absolutely. I'll be out and about over the weekend, and as you say, important footy, really important celebrations over the weekend for our three Riverland towns or communities. And again, you know, we should be proud. Celebrate the centenary of, as you said, Glossop, Monash and Barmer, and go Riverland footy. You know, it's been pretty tough this year with COVID restrictions right round. And I think the Riverland's in pretty good stead, to be quite honest.
You got any tips for us? Let's say Wakery and Loxton tomorrow.
Gee whiz. I guess I'd have to go for Wakery with form. But you never know. Loxton look as though they're on the home straight and they're having a good go at it.
All right, we'll lock you in for the Maggies. And what about Sunday, Renmark Rovers and the Berry Demons?
I wouldn't dare say a draw, but I'm going to go with the Rovers.
Yeah, with the Rovers. All right, we'll put you down for those. Now back to serious business. Additional COVID-19 business support grants available.
Yes, small business grants are available and they close in October. That's round two of the $3,000 for small business and $1,000 for those sole traders. Look, it's not a lot of money, but it does help pay for some of those bills. It is an initiative that the government is supporting far and wide, and it comes with a pretty hefty price tag. I think it's around $40 million. But you know, as you know, Anthony, small businesses are the backbone of our economy. Whether you're a family business or whether you employ local people. And that's why we always say shop local, support locals, because those locals support our clubs, they support our workforce. But most importantly, they support our visitor economy, they support just the local Riverland presentation to anyone coming into the region, making sure that we've got people in jobs and we've got people that are shopping local is supporting local.
All righty. Now, coffee catch-up Wednesday and Thursday next week. Is that you and I having a coffee catch-up, or is this something
we can do that early?
I wasn't quite sure whether that was a personal personal point or something we were going to mention.
Yeah, no. Look, coffee catch-ups is just another opportunity for me to connect with people, talk to people. If people have got issues or a bone they want to pick with me about, that's happy to do that. But, you know, my politics in the pub continues, street corner meetings, post office meetings, and I'm just giving everyone the opportunity to touch base. If they've got frustration, vent it with me. If they've got suggestions or they just want to have a general conversation, happy to do that.
All right, Tim Whetstone, member for Chafee, good to see you. We'll catch up in a couple of weeks.
Great to be with you.